Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're having a good time today. If you missed the first hour of the show, might be one of those days you go back and check it out at 97.3thefansd.com. You download it a little later for your enjoyment. I think everybody may want to do that except for one Matt Scraby. He wasn't happy the first hour of the show. We'll see if things pick up here in hour number two. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn, and the aforementioned Mr. Scraby.
Scraby really wanted to say something else there, but he stopped himself.
I did. I said I was over it. he keeps bringing it back up.
Did you see that with the hand? Bringing it back up. The gesture.
I think, you know, when I went through rehab, I learned about myself quite a bit.
Now we're in rehab material.
And what I learned in rehab is that once I calm down, I know that I'm being ridiculous, but stop bringing it up. Because right. Then I go right back into it.
Well, I'm testing you.
Yes, you are.
You're showing me improvement, which I'm pleased.
Wow.
The whole genesis of the discussion had to do with the fact that the printer was not printing out the sheet today.
Oh, that was another part of the conversation. It's like I literally had ink spray into my face, and then I walk in the room and get just destroyed by Chris for no reason.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, now that the ink is on the paper, it's brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big, filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. All right, we're going to get into the Daily Gambit. Some of that will have to do with the Cowboys and their win last night over the Raiders. But before we do that, we talked in the first hour how the Cowboy fans are going to overreact to that win last night.
Yes,
and on cue, Dave Marcus, who is a Cowboy fan, has overreacted.
Yep, 258 on the dial when I get a text from Dave Marcus. See what being a Cowboy hater gets you?
What does it get you?
I know they're not great. but no way they were going to lose to the Raiders.
Oh, I see.
So he was clearly listening to the show. Shout out to Dave Marcus. But this is exactly what Chris and I were talking about.
Yeah.
They get a little ahead of themselves.
You've noticed, Tony, when the Dolphins beat the Bills, and I have a neighbor right down the way who's a big Bills fan, and I saw him that evening.
Yeah.
And even I was like, I can't really rip you.
No.
I mean, we won today, but we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're
not a good team.
Yeah, so you don't do that. But Dave Marcus does because he's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, he's delusional. He's delusional in all aspects.
And he's also delusional in the fact that he's a real Aztec because he roots for UCLA.
He's not. We have revoked his Aztec credentials. He is a Bruin. They can have him. And he can have them.
We've revoked his credentials.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave. Shout out to Dave. But your Cowboys will be who we thought they were when it's all said and done.
Now, just be careful, Dave. As I mentioned, hopefully you're listening. Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, next three games.
All coming up, buddy.
So, you get through that, then we'll take your text.
Yeah. If I was a Cowboy fan, I wouldn't say anything right now.
No, I wouldn't either. All right, let's go to the Gambit and find out where we were with our picks last night.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. It just popped up on my phone. The Padres
have added two guys to their 40-man roster.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Not big names.
Garrett Hawkins, Miguel Mendez.
They have 36 of their 40 on their roster.
So four spots open on the 40-man roster. They have protected the two young men that will now get a nice little pay raise.
This is not news that moves the needle.
Remember, I kind of walked you guys through my process a little bit. This is their version. You know, they have. I assume they have had the 3 years of minor league baseball. Now they have to be protected. Padres have chose to protect them on the big league roster.
Gotcha.
And so now every spring training, they'll be in big league camp.
So this is a big deal for them.
Right, I was going to say, this doesn't move the needle for us, but this made news in their households.
Yes.
Good for them.
All right, bets from last night. Dallas -3.5 over the Raiders. You guys chose Raiders. I chose Dallas. Dallas win 33-16. Over under 49.5 points. This is going to be a theme of the odds makers being really, really good. But over under 49.5 points.
Really, really good,
you guys went under. I went over. It was under because they combined for 49 points. Really annoying. Dak Prescott
good
had more
in my
passing
favor.
Yards.
I enjoy that very much.
Dak Prescott -25 or Geno Smith. Chris and I chose Dak. Tony chose Geno Smith.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Dak after the -25 had 243. Geno had 238. So
it was close.
That was close.
Yeah, closer than we thought.
All right.
Oregon basketball -14.5.
This was another close one, right?
Against Oregon State. We all went with Oregon, and Oregon won 87-75, so they did not cover.
By 12. Yeah, so that was close, 12. Too, though.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Here's the Pistons, -11.5 against the Pacers. We all went Pistons. We all win this one. They won 127-112. OKC, -17.5 against the Hornets.
Who's the Heplicans?
Heplicans. I wrote in the sheet Heplicans instead of Pelicans. I also wrote...
Who are the Heplicans?
I also wrote Hornets. So yeah, this one was
You know what? I may have
crazy.
To call them the Heplicans from now on. That's a good name.
They are the Heplicans. We all went Heplicans, but OKC won by 17, 126-109.
So we won. We had 17.5.
No, they only won by 17. They needed to win by 18.
I took the Heplicans, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm confusing myself because I kept Hornets in there.
Yeah, okay. Heplicans. The Heplicans, they did that.
The Heplicans win the bet.
More points. SGA or Giannis last night. Chris and I went Giannis. Tony went SGA. Kind of low totals for these guys.
To be fair, Giannis came out early
with
a groin injury.
That's
a groin injury?
Yes, he'll be out for 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what happens when you make one of those bets is a guy could get hurt, and then you've lost it right there.
Last one, Kings and Caps, -1.5 on the puck line. Tony and Chris went Kings. I went Caps. Caps win, but they did not cover.
How
they
about
won
that?
By one,
Kings finally got a bet for me.
That's they got right. the bet, but they didn't get the win for you.
I'm less concerned about their wins.
It's all about the
about
bet.
Me. Yeah.
Ovechkin got his 903rd career goal.
This dude
in that
is
game.
Never going to stop playing hockey, huh?
Well, he's got one more record that he's shooting
he's
for
he's
out
chasing.
There. Gretzky still has the goal record for regular season plus playoffs.
So he's got to get to the playoffs then.
Ovechkin's got about 100 to go.
Oh.
So he may have to play at least 60, but he may try it. Because he really does seem like he's bent on getting all of the records from Gretzky. So.
He's a machine.
Yeah.
His hips have to, like,
not, be dead.
Gosh, at that age?
I don't even know how he plays.
Plays well still. All right, here we go for tonight. Lakers 13, 12.5 at home over... the Jazz.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We got to put it on now.
Jazz put up 150 the other night in a double overtime win over the Bulls.
Wow.
So LeBron's not playing yet.
LeBron James.
12.5 is the Lakers have been cruising, have they not, Tony? Or they've been winning close games.
Good.
I haven't followed it. I know they're 10-4.
They won a few close games and beat San Antonio in a close one.
But they were on the road this whole time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm going on the theory. It's a weird theory that I used to.
They're coming back home.
When you come back home after a long road trip, first game is always a little rusty at home. I'll take Utah plus the points. Tony, I know you're taking Lakers.
You know I'm taking the Lakers.
All right,
baby.
Scrape.
I will go Lakers. You're, but
Chris, real quick. Sorry, Scrape.
No,
I need to get this out before I forget. I have noticed the Lakers have been wearing purple on the road. Haven't been rocking. I know they wore it one time at home, but that whole road trip was the purple.
But are you? I wonder now in the NBA. Are you just allowed to announce what you want to wear whenever you want to wear it? Because it's
first,
very haphazard.
I think first it's the home team that gets to decide.
Right, so as long as nobody's wearing purple, they could stay with it if they're on a hot streak.
Now, they're unique at home because typically they have worn yellow on the road. So that kind of gives the opposing team options to wear white or their road uniforms. But I feel like it might be starting to change back.
I'm in the minority here.
They're wearing their road on the road and their homes at home.
I'm in the minority. I want the teams to go back to white at home and dark on the road, but I know they'll never do it.
Or the Lakers case, yellow at home. Or
yellow
home
and, right.
Did you guys see, real quick before we move on, did you guys see that a Salt Lake City news station is trying to float the Salt Lake City Padres?
Yep. And I'd heard about that when I was in Utah.
Yep.
A lot of people.
For what?
They want to steal the team.
Yeah, they want to steal the team.
The guy who owns the Jazz and the Mammoth is Randy Smith.
Yeah, Randy, we don't want you, bro.
He's got more money than whoever.
That's fine. Keep your change.
And apparently, he wants to build a huge sports complex.
Yeah. That's fine
for basketball, hockey.
We're bringing in expansion teams. Win one of those.
Yeah, baseball.
Yeah.
And he was the guy. He does have a little experience. He stole the Phoenix Coyotes and brought Utah hockey there. So, yes, they're starting to say that. And in fact, I even saw a logo somewhere.
They must not feel strong about their chances for the expansion. I mean, it's right there.
Well, if they can't get an expansion team, you shouldn't get a team regardless.
Kick Rocks.
And, yeah, Kick Rocks is right. This guy, this really actually kind of angered me. this whole
news. Tony just threw a chair.
I didn't see it too. I didn't hear about it until just now.
I mean, just have a bunch of teams that don't have nicknames that make any sense for your city.
Keep it a buck.
Salt Lake City Jazz.
Salt Lake.
Utah Jazz, you mean?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
He said the Salt Lake City Jazz.
That's what I meant, Chris. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, if you call up Salt Lake City Padres if you want to get angry. There are a couple stories on line about this being something that they're trying to think about.
No one wants a baseball team in Salt Lake City. I'm sorry. No one does.
They barely want a basketball team.
And while we're on this, if Salt Lake City said we want the Padres and somebody said okay, could the base, like whoever the new owners of the Padres or whatever, could baseball step in here and say no?
Baseball, the owners would have to approve them relocating. And why? I mean, there's a reason why they haven't been in Salt Lake for this long. So I don't know. We'll see. No, we won't. We won't see.
We won't see.
We won't see at all.
Now, this is something that Fox TV 13 in Salt Lake put out.
That's where I got it.
Oh, did you see this logo?
Yeah.
It's the Padre logo with San Diego part crossed out and Salt Lake in there.
Yeah. Oh, and they're going to cross us out, huh?
It's going to anger you. Okay. If you want to look it up, it's going to anger you.
I agree.
All right. We'll do the rest of the picks when we come back because we are at a quick break. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Ah! Sorry. Traffic at the end. Did not expect for this to come down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of y'all in the chat are not being very nice to one another.
No, well, I just had to put someone on timeout.
Scravy's putting people on timeout.
How does that go?
Yeah, how does that go?
You can choose. So I've already put him on timeout once today for 5 minutes.
Does everybody know that they're put on timeout?
Yeah, it just immediately deletes all their messages and it says, this person has been put on timeout type of thing.
And then they come back 15 minutes later?
Well, I did it for 5 minutes because I'm not trying to ban people for just saying
this. You sound like the Cowboys here. You're just sitting a guy out for one series.
Timeout of 5 minutes, and then if they keep going,
you get
timeout. No, it makes sense. I'm just because people come in the chat for some reason and just like start talking trash.
Hey, be nice to one another. Everybody.
By the way, it's Tony, don't you think if he really had the power, he would put me on timeout often?
Dude, it would just be me and him doing the show most
right.
of the time.
I'd just be sitting here watching you guys.
I'm actually a pretty fair moderator of the chat. If you could come in and say things if you would like to
I have to say, chat, we have to talk him off the ledge quite often. You guys get under his little skin there, and he's like going off on Chris.
Who gets under his skin more, me or the chat?
You got more time with him.
A little edge, but
the chat definitely gets under his skin sometimes. So we got you guys.
So I just put someone on timeout for 24 hours.
Ooh.
Couldn't figure out
how to block them. So they just came in there and they're like, "You're a buddy. You're a buddy."
What is that?
No one knows. And this person just kept saying, "Ha ha ha ha, you're a buddy." So
that sounds like
out.
A troll. Are you letting trolls win?
Yeah, they're bothering the chat. The chat is a nice place for people to come and hang out.
It's a sanctuary, Tony.
All right, we got some more bets to get to.
Yes,
sorry.
Lakers 12.5 over the Salt Lake City Padres. You guys are taking the Lakers. I'm in taking Utah. 238.5 points. Tony, you're probably better at this than we would be because you follow the Lakers. 238.5. What do you like here? Over or under?
I like the over.
Over. Scrape?
238.
That's 120 to 119.
That's a lot of points.
Would get you over.
I'm going to say under.
Under. The last Jazz game against the Bulls had 297. So I'll say over. That's a lot.
You went over too, Tony?
C.
Luka, 46.5.
Cooking.
Points, rebounds, assists. Add it all up. Scraby, 46.5 for Doncic.
I will say over.
With the Jazz, who I think the last time they guarded somebody was in the John Stockton era. I'll take over as well. Tony, over?
Book it. Yeah, he's going over.
Over. Luka's, what's he averaging?
He's averaging like
30-something. Or did he slip back?
I think he slipped back a titch.
He's averaging like 35, 34?
NBA numbers are just off the charts. Steph Curry, 4.5 three-pointers tonight.
34.
Wow. Four and a half threes. The Warriors are in Orlando.
Luka's averaging 34.4.
Aha.
Thanks, Carl Shepherd.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, that was a Carl.
Did you say that?
Yeah. He did.
Dang it!
Poor Carl Shepherd. I told you guys this.
Listen, I was doing the same thing, apparently screaming. I was reading, like, okay, where can I find... Oh, there it is.
You were looking
it
up.
I heard nothing. This explains why people get themselves into trouble while they're on their phone. Like, they're dialed into it.
I told you guys I met Carl Shepherd. He was doing a Charger scrimmage one day. Out there, and we were doing our show. So, I got a chance to meet him. All right, Steph Curry, four and a half
threes.
Didn't
you tell us one time about the time you met Carl Sheffers?
I did. Oh. Yeah. Scraby, you want to chime in on that as well?
No.
You're good. Steph, four and a half threes. He's averaging 4.3 per game to lead the league.
Wow.
He needs five to go over tonight. I'm going to go over. I usually bet him under. But tonight I have a feeling.
Who they got?
At Orlando. At the Madge. Tony, 4.5. Steph, 3.0.
Orlando's not bad, right?
No, they're not bad.
Pretty good team.
I'll take the over.
Over. Scrape?
Over.
All right. Atlanta's won 5 in a row. The Hawks are home. To Detroit, which has won 10 in a row.
Yes, count them.
Atlanta's favored.
Cade Cunningham.
Atlanta favored by 1.5. Tony.
Pistons.
Taking Detroit basketball. Scraby.
Pistons
as well. Adam Klug needs a little happiness in his life right now with his Falcons fading. He needs a win for the Hawks. I'll take them.
The Hawks.
Good college basketball doubleheader tonight. First game is Michigan State, Kentucky. Second game is our game here.
Tucky.
Duke will be 10.5 tonight over the Hawks, as in the Jayhawks.
Wait, and I thought, were we doing Michigan's?
No, we're not doing that one.
Oh.
We're just mentioning that one.
Interesting.
We're doing the second game.
Interesting.
Duke, 10.5 over Kansas. Scraby, you're up.
Apparently Carlos Boozer's kid is really good.
I told y'all.
So I'm going to go with Duke.
Duke.
Like a little man-child out
he
there.
He is.
I'll take KU.
He's got hair, too.
Yes. I think these teams are told.
He's got it for now.
Just as long as he doesn't start painting it on like his dad did.
Or if he has it, I don't think he'll need to paint it.
You want to see
his dad
like
started losing it.
A picture that'll make you squirm. Look up Carlos Boozer with the... fake black hair.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
It makes me think,
you know what? You could be one of the greatest athletes in the world,
so
and there's
insecure.
Still something that bothers you about your body.
Listen, man, I think that's a lot of us balding men. There was a point where we just had to, let it go.
But for some of us, it can't
last a whole lot longer.
I'll be straight up with anybody who's watching on the chat. When I was at the other station, I had two procedures, with help from the advertising. I could never have quite afforded it. But without that, a lot of this wouldn't be here.
You'd be looking at what I got.
Yeah. All right.
Can you imagine Chris?
No. Aren't you glad I did it? Aren't you glad I did it?
Yes,
honestly,
I am.
Yeah, I did it for all of you out there, so you didn't have to look. All right, I went KU. Tony, Duke minus 10.5. Duke goes. San Diego State Aztecs, 15.5 over Troy Trojans. Chris is up. Well, I got to go with the Aztecs here. Tony, I assume.
You better believe it.
Scraby the hater.
No, you know what? I believe in this Aztecs team.
Oh, sure you do.
Here's a team not to believe in. The winless UMass Minutemen. College football, they're 0-10 tonight in Maction. They play at Ohio. Predictably, Ohio is a 34.5-point favorite over the winless Minutemen. And Tony is up. I was going to look up UMass to see if they've at least been playing close games.
You decided not to?
No, I'm doing it. They lost by 42, 34, 25, 7,
getting
32.
Closer. Oh, back up.
Yeah, it's not good for them.
It's not been great.
They got closer. They got all the way down to 7.
Buffalo, they only lost by 7.
Yeah.
That was their one close game of the year.
They bounced back from that 7 points to lose by 35.
They lost to Bryant. I don't think Bryant even has enough to field a team. They beat UMass by a point. All right. Yeah, Tony, you're up with all that information.
Yeah, give me
Ohio.
Not UMass. I mean,
it's the spread is just so crazy.
It's a lot.
I'm going to go UMass.
That a boy.
Yeah, I'm going to go UMass.
Who started his college basketball coaching career there?
Oh, Calipari.
Calipari.
I was going to say Marcus Camby went to UMass.
He was on that team.
I remember when...
They went to the Final Four, believe it or not, UMass. I'll take Ohio.
What was the coach of Temple when him and Temple got
together? Oh, Chaney. Good fight.
They went after each other. Chaney went after him.
Look it up. I mean, Chaney came into his press conference. Right. Calipari's doing the post game. Yeah, Chaney comes in, has to be, and he really did have to be held back.
I don't think that was one of those ones where you just
let me at him.
Nah. He wanted all the smoke.
I do remember this video.
One quick hockey one.
What did you say, Chris?
I went Ohio. One quick hockey one. The Blackhawks are improved, guys. They're 9-5-4. Calgary has the worst record in the league right now at 5-12-3. They'll play in Chicago tonight, Scraby. Blackhawks are favored by 1.5 goals.
I'll go with the Connor Bedard. I don't even know if he's playing right now.
Oh, he's having a good season now.
All right, I'll go Blackhawks.
Blackhawks, they're playing well. I'll stay with them. Tony, take a ride on the Flames here? Or?
Nah.
No.
Tony, you're going to take a ride on the Flames?
Not going to go with the Flames. The Flame Outs. All right. Congratulations, by the way, to the Ducks, who were victorious last night in overtime. They have moved past the Kings now into first place in the hotly contested Pacific Division.
That's why.
Yeah. The Ducks. I mean, just recently, the Ducks were one of the worst teams in the league, so that's turned around quickly. All right. Oh, are we at a fantabulous sports game show now?
Yes, indeed.
I have to redeem myself because my last category was less than stellar. Hopefully I can do that. We'll see how the guys do when we come back.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
Coming up Wednesday, talking about Magoon Gwath's season debut for...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we've been doing this game show for a while now. I've come to realize, honestly, that the category is it really is kind of important. Like, I was watching Jeopardy the other night, and I realized I like Jeopardy because... the questions are interesting, even when I don't know the answers. So I hope that we do good categories on this particular game show. And I thought the last couple have lagged a little. So I hope we redeem ourselves today, guys. You know how it works. I'll give the category. Tony and Scraby will exchange giving correct answers. First person to 10 will win today because there are 19 correct answers to this category. And if you get one wrong, you get a strike. Three strikes, you're out. You are all welcome to play along with the guys. So here we go. Before we get started, I invite both of you to picture a map of the United States of America in your mind. All right?
Got it.
A landlocked state is one that is described as a state that does not border either ocean or the Gulf of Mexico.
Sorry, you're going to have to say this again.
Yeah, repeat that again.
Tony's trying to steal my whiteboard.
Oh, all right. Do you need a pen, Tony? Oh, no. Oh, he's going on the eraser. All right, everybody, we have a little delay in the proceeding.
Right, no so delay, we're good.
The good thing about television game shows, they can edit stuff like that out. We cannot.
Very true.
All right, so here's what a landlocked state is. It is not bordered by the ocean. It's not bordered by the Gulf of Mexico. Nor is it bordered by either Canada or Mexico.
Whoa.
So it's totally contained in the United States. It's only bordered by other states. There is a quick addendum to this, so keep it in mind. There are five states that will be correct answers that only border the Great Lakes.
I was going to say.
Okay, so that...
So give it to me again. Not bordered by water other than the lakes?
Right. Not bordered by water or the two countries above and below, Canada and Mexico. There will be 19 answers, and the five that... only border Lake Erie are correct for our purposes, just so we could get to 19 correct answers. But they are otherwise landlocked. All right, so everybody understands the category, and we're going for landlocked states. Scraby, you're up. Right, unless you don't want to be.
No, I do.
All right, pick a landlocked state.
I'm going to go with North Dakota.
North Dakota is Steyrike 1.
Wait.
It borders Canada. It's right it's next right to Canada.
Canada?
It's
at the top. I'm so stupid. I am so dumb. That is a really bad answer by me. That is a really, really bad answer.
Is there any way we can make a promo out of that? Because you were so sure of yourself.
Yeah, he was.
And then the realization that you were
he
wrong
was. Yes, he
was pretty funny, I must admit.
That was really dumb.
I thought when you said that you didn't understand the category. But
no, I
you
forgot,
do understand.
I forgot that they were North Dakota.
Yes. Totally bordered by Canada.
That was one of the worst. That was one of the worst moments I've ever had on this game.
Yes. Oh,
All right. Well, it can only be uphill from here for you, Scraby.
I hope.
Maybe Tony will match you. Let's see what his first answer. Let's see what his first answer is.
North Dakota is touching Canada. Then I guess I will just move just below that and go South Dakota.
You'll try that. That is a landlocked state. South Dakota is correct.
I hate you.
Tony
You're
is
my
on the board.
Scrabe.
Very good. All right, let's see how you do this time, Scrabe. You got two strikes left, so you have one more mishap, and you'll be okay.
Here we go, Scrabe.
Here we go. Rally time.
My grandparents lived here for a long time. I've been here many times. Iowa.
Iowa's quite landlocked.
That is correct. Scrabe's on the board. Iowa, not a bad place, by the way.
Iowa, not bad, you say. Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Haven't spent too much time there.
Nothing there, but not bad. You're right.
Yeah.
Don't you know? That's
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That's another state.
Minnesota.
Stay hot, buddy.
Minnesota.
Tony.
Landlocked
state.
What do you say, Nevada?
Nevada, pretty landlocked.
Yeah.
It's correct. No ocean or bordering any country. We're looking for landlocked U.S. states. Tony's ahead 2-1. Scraby.
I'm really upset with myself.
With a strike. Yeah, you got to shake that off.
Dakota.
And he just came swinging out with it. Here we go. North Dakota. I don't know if you could see, you probably couldn't see the look on my face, but it was like, what? Like, I was really perplexed.
I will fully admit
and
that
I was looking at this map.
By the way,
one of the dumbest things I've ever said.
That should be the clip right there.
Yeah, that's got to be the clip. I have a map in front of me, and I had to look at it again to make sure.
Let it play out from the time he's explaining the rules, and then you have played that part. Perfect clip.
My next state is one that I went to many times to buy alcohol because the other state I was living in did not sell alcohol on Sundays, so Wyoming.
Yes, Wyoming.
Oh my
is
gosh,
correct.
For a second I was like, what country borders Wyoming?
Nothing. Nothing. Wyoming's totally landlocked. Very good. 2-2. Tony. Landlocked states.
Landlocked states, sir. How about Colorado?
Colorado and Wyoming, both square states or rectangular, but also both landlocked.
Correct.
Landlocked. All right, we're picking it up now. Scraby, trailing 3-2 with a strike.
I will go with you're the only 10 I see, Tennessee.
Hey, I
always felt actually kind of an inventive, you know, comical pickup line, but now it's been overused.
Oh.
That you're the only 10 I see. 3-3. Tony, landlocked state.
What do you say, Oklahoma?
Yeah, right down smack dab in the middle there. Very good. Tony, 4-3. There are 19 correct answers. We have 12 left. We're looking for landlocked states. You haven't named any of the five that border just the Great Lakes. But
that's dangerous up there.
It's dangerous, dangerous territory, but yes, those will count.
It's dangerous Scraby. Up there, Scraby. You want to head on up there?
Are you going to head on up there? You already headed up. You already headed on up there. You might as well have just guessed Winnipeg at that point, or Manitoba. I guess
you should have said Toronto.
Yeah.
Let's go with Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Very good. You guys are staying safe in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Don't blame you. Tied at 4. We got 8 down, 11 to go. Tony, with the lead and possession.
What do you say, Missouri?
Missouri. They do call it that in Missouri. That's correct. 5-4. Tony's got the lead. We should point out that if you just tuned in, we're looking for landlocked states. Missouri is bordered, obviously, by the Mississippi River.
Right.
But we did not include rivers in this because then
that would have been
tough. They kind of run through, too. You
right,
know what I'm
they're
saying?
Everywhere. So rivers are not part of this equation, if you're wondering. All right, 5-4, Tony Scraby.
I will go with Utah.
Otherwise known as Utah.
Yes.
Where you spend a lot of time in Moab.
Yes, I love Moab this time of year.
Yes, you do. Tied at 5.
I love Moab this time of year.
I hope people got the chance to hear the Gwen and Chris overtime yesterday.
We did get some.
It was quite funny.
Some views. We got some replies and stuff. But you should go to youtube.com/@GwenandChrisSD and you can see our
My
video
wife
there.
Listened to it, laughed, and then immediately sent it to Connor's mom. So that she could hear it. And she loved it also.
Everybody I've told that story to is like stunned.
Yeah.
That person just didn't say anything.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Check it out. We better get back to this, though, because we're running a little out of time. Nine answers left. Landlocked states tied at 5. Tony. Scraby has a strike.
How about the sauce? Arkansas.
The sauce. Arkansas. Does anybody...
I didn't want to go. I didn't know if it would, like, touch the ocean or something.
Does anybody know, like, from Arkansas that you've come up with the definitive name for the state?
Sauce.
No one has ever else called it that.
Yeah, no.
But I love
it's just
that.
Me.
Yeah. 6-5. Tony, Scraby, you're going to start getting a little crazy here in a minute where you're going to be close. You have to really... sweat it out. But so far, you're staying in the middle of the country.
Sweat it out, buddy.
Apparently, I did a lot of interstate travel to drink on Sundays because I went to Kentucky a
Kentucky.
Lot.
That's what I thought you were going to say earlier when
Covington.
You said you went to Kentucky for drinking purposes. Kentucky is correct. We're tied at 6. We now only have 7 left. It's starting to get a little tight. We're looking for landlocked states. Obviously, in the United States, they can't touch an ocean.
Yeah.
Can't touch the Gulf of Mexico. can't touch Mexico or Canada.
Can't touch it.
And North Dakota did, and Scraby guessed that. That's why he has a strike.
Yes, yes, yes.
But we are 6-6. It's up to 10. Still anybody's game. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Yeah, not Arkansas, but Kansas.
Regular Kansas.
Good one.
Correct.
Good one.
KU.
KU.
Yep. 7-6.
Jayhawks. Otherwise,
all right,
no.
We have six left. Five of them are states that only touch the Great Lakes.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to be close.
Oh, boy.
And the other one is pretty landlocked, but not as landlocked as the ones you've been guessing. Let's put it that way. You guys have taken, I think, the easy ones out of play.
All right.
So Tony's ahead.
Time
seven
to go,
to
son.
Six. Also, let me say, you guys are doing really good again. I mean, you guys really on these games come through nicely.
I was going to say geography is one of my strong suits,
okay.
But then
yeah.
I said
North Dakota. Yeah. Looking for a landlocked state here. It can touch one of the Great Lakes, though.
I'm going to go with a state that I lived in, Ohio.
Ohio is
correct.
It's close. It's obviously on Lake Erie, but not touching Canada or any other state. So very good, Scraby. Tied 7-7. Nitty gritty.
That was
here.
One of the danger ones right there.
Yeah, five left. One strike on the board. Tony's guess. Landlocked state.
I'm going to stay safe here.
Stay safe, he says.
Give me Rand Paul. West Virginia.
I was going to say.
Oh, I've been saving that one.
West Virginia's correct. I didn't know where Rand Paul was from, so you could have.
I thought he was from Ohio, to be honest.
8-7. Tony leads. Four
I don't know
states
that he's West from
left.
I just remember. What was the name of the Randy Moss?
Marshall.
No, he went to Marshall. The name of
Marshall?
The 30-30 was something.
We are
Rand
oh,
something.
Right.
I can't remember what it was.
Either. But it is landlocked. All right, so now we're down to four correct answers left.
Oh, boy.
All four of these states do border a Great Lake, but not a country or an ocean.
My grandpa would roll over in his grave if I did not
say
mention
that again, Chris. Not all what? What was your little
well, they, all four
hint?
Of these do border a Great Lake, but none of them border an ocean or Canada.
All right.
Mexico.
Here we go.
Landlocked states.
Here we go, Scrape.
Down to the nitty-gritty. 8-7, Tony leads.
Don't mess this up, Scrape.
Scrape needs this one. He thinks he's got it.
Yeah, my grandpa would roll over in his grave knowing that I'd never guess his home state of Indiana.
Indiana.
Does that touch anything else? No.
It doesn't. I was going to say, I know where Indiana is.
Indiana does touch very little tip of it touches one of the Great Lakes, but it is landlocked. So we are tied at 8. Oh, there are 3 left.
I don't like this.
And these are all you're going to be risking, I think, on any guess on these.
Oh.
But there are 3 left. Landlocked states, tied at 8. And Scraby does have a strike, but that has not come into play since the opening guess. Tony.
I'm stepping out here.
You need one.
Now, they can touch the lakes. Is that what we're...
Can touch one of the lakes, but they cannot touch another country or the ocean.
Let's go Illinois.
Illinois. Good one. Yeah, Chicago's right there on Lake Michigan, but it's not otherwise touching. It's a landlocked state for our purposes. Tony, 9. Scraby, 8. 2 to go.
Scrape, where
you're
going,
right,
buddy?
Right down here with only 1 strike. Again, you guys really do impress me with the fact that you don't miss any of these, because I'm looking at the states. You're not, obviously. Not as easy as maybe, you know, some of us might think, or maybe it is. 2 left, Scrape. Mm. Get one, stay alive. Otherwise, Tony could go win it.
There is some indecision on my part.
A little
here.
Indecision here, okay. Got a minute or two in the segment, not to stress you out, but
I don't want to
invite you back to the show tomorrow.
I feel your pain.
I don't know if this touches. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Man,
I'm gonna go with hoping Wisconsin does not touch Canada.
It sees Canada, but it does not touch Canada.
Yeah!
All right, we're down to 1. And if you do lose this, Scraby, it's because you missed one earlier.
I know.
So you can't argue the result.
Who'd you just guess?
Wisconsin.
That is correct.
There's one state left that is landlocked that has not been guessed. And whoever gets it will win. Tony gets the first guess because of the way it's turned out.
I'm going to head on out to Paul Skeen's territory
in Pennsylvania.
I wasn't sure.
Pennsylvania for the win. It's close. You almost have to get a microscope out, but it does not touch.
Yeah!
It is the other landlocked state. That is correct.
Wait, Pennsylvania doesn't touch the ocean?
No, it does not. New Jersey. Sorry! It juts up against New Jersey. South of it is Delaware and Maryland.
You know what it is, Greg.
The upper left corner of Pennsylvania does touch Lake Erie.
Yeah.
But otherwise, landlocked. That's it. There are no other landlocked
states. Make it official, please.
All right, I buy it.
Make it official.
I thought the Philadelphia area that went down a little bit.
It does, but it's... Mm. That's why I say you got to really look.
Got to get that microscope out.
Jersey and Delaware get in there, and Maryland, to keep it from touching the ocean. So
this is all because I guess North Dakota to start the game.
That first guess is what took you out. There goes the book. I know it was a good category if I get the book toss.
It was a good category. It was just a terrible performance on my part to begin the game. That's like fumbling on the first snap.
I have to say, my performances on maps have been pretty good this year.
You're on that one. You guys didn't hesitate. Like, New Hampshire, Vermont, there's a lot of them that are only barely touched.
Shout out to that Poway Unified School District education right there, baby.
Rand Paul's Kentucky. I thought he was.
It wasn't Rand Paul I was trying to say. I messed that part up. It was Rand University, I think, is what the name of the 30 for 30 was called.
So it made you think of Rand Paul.
So you're good at landlocked states, not so good at the congressman.
Yeah, no, I'm not good at that part.
Tony wins. Hope you enjoyed today's fantabulous sports game show. Chris versus the fans is coming up next. 833-288-0973
to play. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.